2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dr. Fauci now in the crosshairs of criticism being blasted over the new revelations about the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the COVID-19 origins clearly coming from that lab leak. This after not one but two different sectors of the U.S. government have now assessed that's what they believe, the FBI and the Energy Department. So why is Dr. Fauci not coming clean about this? Well, take a listen to what was said this morning by representative from New Jersey, Jeff Van Drew, as he was asked about this on Fox and Friends and why the American people are still not getting a straight answer.
The New York Post says it's got to be woo after the Department of Energy reportedly admits that COVID-19 likely originated in the Chinese lab. And critics are now calling out the government and media's repeated criticism of the lab leak theory, with constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley saying,
quote, "For years, the media and government allied to treat anyone raising a lab theory as one of three possibilities: conspiracy theorist or racist or racist conspiracy theorists. The media guaranteed that we did not have a full debate over the origins of the virus and attack those who had the temerity to state the obvious." New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is a member of the GOP Doctors Caucus, and he joins us now. Congressman, great to have you on the program. The question I still can't figure out, why? Why did they censor these voices? What was in it for them? Why?
Well, we've got a group of people that just don't like to tell the truth. I mean, their New Year's resolution should have been, and we're still in the beginning of the year, to start telling the truth and let people who know the truth say it. This is not an amazing revelation. I mean, this was a virus we've never seen anything like before. They claimed it came from a wet meat market and it was a bat, and yet we've never seen anything that was actually natural like this. And certainly there should have been a thorough discussion. Certainly we should have had a president that was strong enough to speak with China, to really tell the World Health Organization to stop lying to us, to tell big tech not to, you know, to let people actually tell the truth and not to repress those that really know what's going on or at least have a vision of what's going on. Dr. Fauci, I mean, the American people are sick and tired of being lied to, you know, day after day, week after week, year after year. And this is just another example. People were punished for this. Some people lost their job if they had a different opinion than the really wrong opinion that was being put out there.
You know, I know Congress wants answers, but as you said, the American people want and deserve answers. This uprooted millions of people's lives from the COVID origins, the efficacy of masks, the way the school situation was handled. But do you think we're ever going to really get any true answers, even though they're coming out saying, you know what, this might have been right now, but do you think we're ever going to get the answers that we need?
Well, we're going to dig in the House of Representatives. I mean, the House really wants to know true answers. These are some of the things we talked about even during the campaign. It's enough. People are tired. They want a government that tells them the truth. They want a government that works for them. We don't work for the government. But this is really, I hate to say it this way, this is sick stuff. When you know, remember Dr. Fauci? I mean, it isn't only this issue. It was the mask issue. It was the very issue of COVID itself. If you didn't need to wear masks in the very beginning, then you needed it. Then you needed two masks. Then if you got the vaccine, you didn't need masks. Then the vaccine would never, ever have COVID again. I mean, it's been lie after lie, misinformation after misinformation, and it's about time we cracked this egg open and really found what's actually going on. Yeah. You know what's most hurtful about Wuhan? Not only did the Chinese, and we know the real truth, poison the world and the United States. I mean, let's just tell the truth. Hopefully it was an accident, but not only did they do this, but they lied about it, and we have an administration that doesn't have the guts to go forward and get the truth out of them. And we paid for it. That's the worst part of all. We paid for the damn lab.
And we paid for the damn lab. This is where Dr. Fauci and the lack of transparency from Fauci and the cover-up from Fauci affects you as a taxpayer. We paid for this lab. We were sending them millions and millions of dollars. We created this problem at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We were working with China on far too many things that the American taxpayers didn't even know that we were working on. That is another problem. All right, I'm going to tell you more about this in a second, but I do need to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people, a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-4 gold IRA. 877-4 gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com. 877-4 gold IRA. All right, now, not one time has this government come out, especially the Biden administration, and basically called out China for what they did to the world. China knew it came out of the lab. China knew it was infecting their people. China knew that it was going to spread to the world if they didn't stop travel, and China allowed it to spread the world. Now, my opinion, okay, my theory of why China went down this road and why China did this is because they realized that once this started, it was so potent, it was so deadly, that they didn't want their economy to be the only economy in the world that was crushed. They didn't want their people to be the only people that died. They wanted this to get out to the rest of the world so at least we would all be dealing with this on an even playing field. They knew from the people that worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology just how damning this lab leak was going to be. They knew because they knew the people that went to seek medical care from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and just how sick they became from what they had experienced, been exposed to at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And China did not do what a responsible nation does. They did not warn the world. They didn't take responsibility for it. They lied about its origins. They lied about how it happened. And only after you couldn't dispute that it came from China would they even admit that this was, okay, China origin. And then they lied to you about where it came from. They put out misinformation. They put out lies. They put out things that clearly were meant to distract from the actual root cause of this, which was them. We saw this with the way that they fought back early on. They didn't apologize. They didn't say they were sorry. They didn't say, we apologize for this and please protect yourself. I go back to Senator Tom Cotton. I go back to February the 9th of 2020. And I will play for you again his theory. And then this is the ambassador from China on our TV networks putting out these lies and claiming that if you blame China, you're a racist.
And in fact, this week, Senator Tom Cotton, who sits on the Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, suggested that the virus may have come from China's biological warfare program. That's an extraordinary charge. How do you respond to that?
I think it's true that a lot is still unknown. And our scientists, Chinese scientists, American scientists, scientists of other countries are doing their best to learn more about the virus. But it's very harmful, it's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this will create panic. Another thing is that it will fan up racial discrimination, xenophobia, all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus. Of course, there are all kinds of speculation and rumors. There are people who are saying that these viruses are coming from some military lab, not of China, maybe in the United States. How can we believe all these crazy things?
You think it's crazy? Where did the virus
come from? Absolutely crazy.
Where did the virus come from?
We still don't know yet. It's probably, according to some initial outcome of the research, probably coming from some animals. But we have to discover more about it.
There has been
probably from animals. He knew he was lying. When he went on TV, he wasn't trying to protect the American people. He wasn't trying to tell you the honest truth. He was lying to you. And China killed millions of people, including more than a million Americans, based on the government's numbers. And they refuse to say they're sorry. And we have an administration that refused to call them out for this. My question is, why do we not have a COVID-19 commission like 9/11 commission? Why don't we have that?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
When you have a catastrophe on the level that COVID-19 was to our economy, it literally cost us trillions of dollars in government printing money that we didn't have. When you shut down an entire world, when you shut down businesses, ruin people's lives, take away 2 years of kids' education, wouldn't you want to actually have a commission to find out like what the hell happened? Why don't we have that commission? We had a commission after 9/11, and we should have, right? But why don't we have the same style commission? That was a question that was asked by the Wall Street Journal, and they talked about it on Fox. Listen.
The most Americans looked at this news and said, well, duh, of course it came from a lab. Right. Every normal person in America has known for years that this came from a lab. I mean, think about this. The coincidence would be involved. It happened in Wuhan, which is the home of the Wuhan Institute of Virology that studies bad coronaviruses, but it didn't come from a lab. I mean, we know they were doing gain and function research. We know they were doing it at biosafety level 2 instead of biosafety level 4, which was with the spacesuits. We know that 3 people from the Wuhan lab got sick in November 2019 at the start of the pandemic and had to go to the hospital with COVID symptoms. But yeah, it didn't come from a lab. I mean, this is a 2-minute decision.
On and
the first
on.
Minutes
it's
for
such
coffee.
A long list. Dana, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask about, let's just talk about the government and the media response. Yeah. Because here's Jonathan Turley. This is what he wrote in the New York Post, that the COVID lab leak is a scandal of media and government censorship. So that, I think, is the next step. If the government and the scientists are willing to actually do some introspection and to ask themselves, why did we insist on telling people that we knew it wasn't from a lab when it very well could have been? And also now we know that even if it was low confidence, that is what they believe.
So here's a question I have. Why is there no 9/11 commission for the COVID pandemic? I mean, so we got so many things wrong from the response to, I mean, you look at Fauci's mistakes from the beginning of this, saying for 6 weeks that there was no community spread in the U.S. when it was because they were using a flu surveillance system instead of a COVID surveillance system, which it had to present with symptoms and everyone was asymptomatic, to dismissing masking, I mean, you just go on the list and list of things that he got wrong to this. And no one's been held to account. There's been no investigation as to why.
Why did
they screw up the testing?
Why did they screw up the testing? Last thing he just said there. Let's just start with that. It's a great question, right? Why did they get that wrong? How did they get all of this wrong? Shouldn't there be a honest assessment of this? A real, let's look back at what happened to get us to the point where we screwed it up this bad? You would think that would be something the government would love to do because the government loves to investigate everything. No, not on this one. And it's because of the amount of money that moved around, in my opinion. It's all about money. It's all about cash. This is all about the dollars. They don't want to look back because they don't want you to realize that there was a certain point in this conversation where it turned into an issue of it just being all about the money and how much money they could be shifting around to family and friends. This is about buying votes. I said this when it was happening. Democrats and Republicans in many parts of the country were trying to buy votes. Hey, vote for us, we'll give you free money. Hey, small businesses, vote for us, we gave you money. Hey, we shut down everything, but we gave you money to not work. They destroyed an entire generation who now thinks that work is sitting at home 3 to 4 days a week. Or people that refuse to actually go back to work because they're like, well, I had too much fun hanging out in my PJs. And then they're mad at their employers, including many of these woke liberal companies where people are refusing to go back, like Facebook and Amazon. It's hilarious, right, how much the world has changed, not for the better, but for the worse because of the lockdowns. And the work ethic and the disappearing of the work ethic is one of the worst things that ever happened. Also, I said this, I think the government at that point was trying to get people addicted to government aid again. This goes back to the woman who said, I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's going to give me a phone. And if I vote for him again, he's going to do more. Do you remember that? Remember when that happened? Right? Mitt Romney sucks, which we can all agree with now. But she said the reason why Mitt Romney sucks and she was voting for Obama is because Obama gave her an Obama phone. Democrats were losing this country. You had unemployment rates at all-time lows in my lifetime, as well as the lowest unemployment rate in history for minorities. African-American men, African-American women, Hispanics, Asian-Americans. Literally, we had the lowest unemployment rates in history. Okay, in history of this country pre-COVID. You had a president whose approval rating was through the roof. Why was the approval rating through the roof? Because he was getting people to rely on their own work to take care of themselves. He was empowering people to not sit around and wait on the government to pay their bills. Democrats are useless as a party if they don't have enough voters dependent on them for their livelihood. And they saw an opportunity with COVID. The Democratic Party saw this opportunity and they said, all right, now we can get people reliant on us again, the government, which plays to the Democrats' hands, because then we go out and run on this saying, hey, we're the ones that help you. We're the ones that want to continue to help you. The Republicans are the ones that want to make you actually act like adults. The Republicans are the ones that want you to go back to work. The Republicans are the ones that are evil. We are the ones that love you. We're the ones that will let you sit at home and do nothing. We'll pay your bills and we'll give you your food and we'll go all down the list. We'll do it all, folks. Because we're the Democratic Party. This is food stamps in massive numbers. Remember when Jesse Jackson said that Barack Obama was a food stamp president? And they said it's an honor to be a food stamp president. Literally to have more people on food stamps than any other time in modern political history. And they praised Obama for doing that because they understood the power he had. When the person needs you to put food on their table, they're not going to vote against you. They're always going to vote in favor of you. And they understood it. And there was a criticism during Obama years that he had put record number of Americans on food stamps, meaning literally you're living in poverty. Literally you're living in hell. And what ended up happening? The response was what? Let's give him a round of applause. Show your love, Jesse Jackson said, at a church. Show your appreciation. And people cheered because they were basically no different than modern day slaves. Your master is the government, maybe Biden, it may be Obama, right? The Democratic Party is your owner and you are their slave and you must vote for them. And then they'll give you food so that you don't starve to death. And they'll give you a little bit of a bonus or money so that you can pay some of your bills. And when you give them, when they give you that money, you should show them your love and appreciation for you getting to live in poverty. That is what the Democratic Party thrives on. That's why they're not going to investigate COVID-19. That's why they're not going to investigate the origins of COVID. That's why they're not going to ask tough questions, because it all comes unraveling for their party just how wrong they got everything if you do that. All right, before I get into more of that, I want to talk to you about Patriot Mobile. They are the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S. And Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks, meaning your coverage is going to be exactly what you're getting right now. So instead of you paying the big three, switch to Patriot Mobile. You can go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, and you're also going to get performance guarantee. What does that mean? If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks. So you can get the great service that you love while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy, and you can keep your same cell phone and your same cell phone number. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT, that's 878-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Get free activation today with offer code Ferguson. Now, there's another question, and that is, what are Republicans going to do moving forward? How are Republicans going to respond to this? What are Republicans going to do to lead on this subject? CPAC is actually coming up this week. I'll be speaking there with Senator Ted Cruz. We're actually going to be doing a live taping of Verdict, our podcast. So if you are at CPAC this week, please come say hello. We would love to chat with you and make sure you say hi. I'll be on Radio Row. But the question that Republicans are really going to have to answer this week, because somebody there is going to be the next Republican nominee. Someone speaking at CPAC will be the next Republican nominee. They're going to have to answer a question. The question is, A, do you investigate this? B, do you expose it? And I would say that if you become president, you basically do the exact same thing that Elon Musk did with Twitter. You expose the government, the inner workings, and the corruption of our government. I want someone to run on that. I want them to expose it. And all of these guys are going to be there, and they also need to expose the Democratic Party for what they have done to this country financially. You look at interest rates. You look at inflation. You look at how people are starting to teeter again. It's a problem, y'all. It's not a little problem. It's a really big problem. And Republicans need to remind the American people of how we got to this point. It was the entire Democratic Party that seized a crisis, an opportunity to grab power, to grab special interests and make sure that they got what they wanted from COVID and the bailouts, to make sure that their friends got paid on a level we had never seen before. And the COVID fraud, we're talking about hundreds of billions is what we've been told the COVID fraud number is. And I believe that number just because of there's so many people that said, wow, the government's just throwing money around. How people were advertising, call us and get more cash. Call us and we'll get you paid. Call us and we'll show you just how much money we can get you. That was also a really big problem. And the Democratic Party did it to win one election. They didn't care if it bankrupted this country. They just wanted to win that one election. Is this going to be a presidential election issue? You better believe it. And every year, conservatives gather at the biggest conservative conference of the year, CPAC, to talk about these types of issues. Joining me now to talk about this big week coming up, and if you haven't gotten your tickets yet to CPAC, you should. It's going to be one hell of a lineup, is Matt Schlapp. Matt, I appreciate you coming on tonight. Let's just go back in time to remind people what this government did to society. I remember you and I talking, and you were trying to figure out how to even put on a CPAC. You realize you couldn't have people gather in D.C. or in Virginia. They weren't going to allow you in Maryland, the area where they were, to do the conference the way you wanted to. And so you ended up having to move the entire conference down to Florida because of government shutdowns, lockdowns, and regulations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you're harkening back. You say that the Biden administration has finally come clean on the fact that this was a lab leak from Wuhan. That's nice to hear, because they actually blamed CPAC for corona when it first started, right? It
was like, that's right. There was a case there, I remember, in February, and then the media went berserk because it came out that somebody that was at CPAC, who I actually end up knowing, actually had COVID, and they were implying that we were a, quote, super spreader event.
Yeah, that's like I have like a syndrome when I think back on this. It's like, PTSD, because it was, there was such a media push to make it Trump corona, conservative corona, CPAC corona. It was an unbelievable thing we went through. And they really did. They damaged our kids. They damaged our families. A lot of people who live in my zip code have really never recovered. We have a whole generation of people that don't know what it's like to go to work and work hard. We have a whole generation of people that think you should be able to just work in your jammies in your basement or bring your dog to work and work 2.5 days a week. Our economy's never recovered and never really recovered emotionally from what we did. And, I meet with people from other countries who did not close down their schools. They still can't believe, and they really chastise Americans for kind of leading the world and just shutting everything down and damaging those kids. And, Ben, you and I have young kids, and the damage, to either them or to their friends, we're never going to fully know the extent, but we're still dealing with all these problems. And you know, the greatest thing that was done to combat corona was when I remember coming back from the Eastern Shore with someone who was a high-ranking State Department official who was in charge of stopping the travel from China. That was the smartest thing that the administration did, knowing that this had been leaked, knowing that this was a serious virus.
And remember when that happened, when that happened, and again, I go back to remind people, when that happened, people said that Donald Trump was a racist and xenophobic,
yes.
And that he was, that this was back to the days of basically putting Chinese people in camps in World War
yep.
II, and said that this is how racist Donald Trump is. And in fact, it was probably one of the smartest moves he ever made in his entire presidency.
Yeah, you know, he likes to talk about, you know, fast tracking the shots to the market, which I think was an amazing feat. Operation Warp Speed was an amazing thing of cutting through the bureaucracy. Unfortunately, those shots are quite controversial now. The greatest thing Donald Trump did besides moving the bureaucracy was just being realistic about where this was resulting from. And now, all these years later, to have CNN reporting that it came from the Wuhan lab after those of us who said it at the time were canceled from social media, we're told producers would get inside your ear and say, you're not allowed to say that. That's a conspiracy theory. You know, I maybe I am a conspiracy theorist, Ben, because it seems like everything they told me was a conspiracy in the last 3 years turned out to be true.
Yeah, it all became true. This, I do believe, Matt, is going to be a really important issue at CPAC this year. Every year when I go to CPAC, I always just think back and I think to myself, the next Republican nominee and quite possibly the next president of the United States of America is here in this building and getting up on stage and talking. How important of an issue do you think COVID is going to be in this presidential field and debate talking about it? Because it's not just COVID. It's really about the role of government in our lives and freedom to run our restaurants the way we want to, have our kids educated. I mean, the list is significant.
Yeah, and we can't forget that, like, the whole world changed and our country changed because people really did get out of broken, blue, bankrupt cities and states because they realized, you know, people like me, we live in blue areas and we say, well, here's a water's edge to politics. Sure, I might disagree with my neighbor, but we can still have a glass of Merlot and be friendly. And then next thing you know, they were reporting you to the cops because you weren't wearing your mask. And it began to get dangerous. And then you realize, I can't tell you how many people left because they couldn't send their kids to a school that would open. You know, sadly, even the Catholic schools closed. And so, but you could go to red states and you could see that churches were open and schools were open. And people were more understanding of the fact that you didn't want to live in fear of the virus. So, you know, the fact that California lost one congressional seat, I think they probably should have lost four, but they lost one congressional seat. Texas picked up two. Florida picked up one. What you saw is red states picking up states and blue states losing congressional seats, not just on the virus, but that was a big driver to it. And I think that's a big dynamic in this country. The fact is this, red state, every poll shows you red state people are happier. Their economies are more vibrant. They tend to be more religious. And they're driving our society and our economy. And if you look at the blue states, they're breaking down worse. I don't wish them it, but I mean, it's a fact.
Well, you look right now at what we're just seeing with this recession. We are seeing inflation getting hotter, even as they've raised interest rates. Now it looks like they're going to be raising interest rates for quite some time. And this is all because of really the COVID spending. The amount of money that was printed by our government with all of the COVID relief, all the COVID money, all the cash and the abuse, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, they believe, that was given out improperly to people with fake COVID claims, people getting rich knowing that the government wasn't going to be watching these things, and people taking advantage of the system. And then we saw people get addicted to, like you said, a lazy lifestyle of I should be able to work from home forever. I should be able to work from home and only go to the office 2 days a week. And then not just that, the toll it took on our kids. We've seen the data. It's very clear. It was damning to the future of children from an academic standpoint. There are kids that lost 2 years of academics that they will never get back. Teachers are now talking about how far behind kids are in school. A lot of them say it's at least 2 years behind. They're calling them COVID kids, the ones that were born when they were young, Matt. I mean, my twins were COVID kids, and you miss the opportunity to even drop them off at school, or drop them off at Mother's Day Out, or drop them off at Sunday school class in the nursery for a couple of years because of the lockdowns. And so then when they're older and you try to drop them off, they lose their minds because they've never experienced this before, because for 2-3 years they were locked up.
We shut things down. We didn't shut down during World War II. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, I think about some of my older kids. One of my kids who's in college, who's going to be with me at CPAC starting on Wednesday, you know, she didn't have a prom. There wasn't football. There wasn't basketball. There weren't sock hops. There was nothing. For 2 years, it basically wiped out these high school experiences. And, you know, when you look back on your high school, maybe you don't remember everything, but those are the kinds of things that kind of help make you who you are, having those experiences. And a whole generation of kids got used to just on a Friday night, you just stayed in the house, you stayed in the basement, you played video games. It's a terrible thing. And, we shouldn't replicate it. And why are we talking about it? And why will it be a big issue in the election, Ben, is there's a lot of us who feel like if we don't talk about it and get people to sign on the dotted line that we'll never do this again, that they will do it again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about CPAC this year. You're back in the D.C. area. You had to move it down to Florida. This is going to be a really big year, I think, for CPAC, seeing what the Republican field shapes up to be. How can people get tickets still if they want to come, and what days are it this week?
Okay, so it's all starting. Activism training starts on Wednesday, and then the event starts in earnest on Thursday, and we'll go through Saturday evening. Everyone can go to CPAC.org to get their tickets. There are still tickets available, but I'm a little bit shocked that the demand has been so high, because there's a lot of people in red states who don't want to come back to D.C. Yeah. But then I've also been surprised that so many do want to come back. And I think part of that is, you know, it's our capital city, too. And, you know, there's the seeding of all these big cities to the socialists and to the crazies. And I think that's a very dangerous thing in the nation's capital. It's got to be all of our capital. All of us have to be able to feel safe to walk the streets, and that our politics shouldn't land us in jail, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there's a pushback coming up from Americans who love America. You know, it really hit me, Ben. Not only do we have this problem with our southern border, where you have 5 million people who've crossed illegally, you see all the effects of the cartels, which are now controlling the north of Mexico. We had a CPAC in Mexico, in Mexico City, and, you know, the Mexicans, Mexico City is safer than people realize, but the border is a very dangerous place, and that's making America a very dangerous place. And that's why you're seeing all these changes across southern Texas. You know, towns that were reliably Democrat are voting Republican, because nobody likes crime, and nobody likes to have a bunch of people in their community that came here illegally. And then you have this, you know, the Chinese drones and the whatever those were, those balloons, and the fact that China seems to feel like it can do whatever it wants during the Biden years to, like, probe our weaknesses and see how we will respond. And our responses have not been stellar. And we have a military that cares more about woke training of the troops and not teaching people to destroy things and kill people. You know, it's a very, very dangerous time. When you put this all together, you look at what our kids are being taught in too many schools, to hate America, to grab onto 1619, to think that all Republicans are racist, even though we were the party that was established to abolish slavery and give those former slaves their full civil rights. I mean, these are parts of our history that people just need to know, and it's not being taught. And now we have the gender confusion and everything else on top of all that other insanity. So it's time to start protecting our kids, protecting our families, protecting our communities, and protecting this country. And, you know, we got the House back, and a lot of those heroes are going to be there at CPAC. I think we got more territory to take back, and I think we will. I feel hopeful about it.
Yeah, you talk about a lot of those heroes are going to be there. Also, Senator Cruz and I will be doing a live taping of Verdict, our podcast, on Thursday. So if you are going to be at CPAC, make sure you check Senator Cruz and I, as we'll be on the main stage there for that Thursday afternoon. Let me ask you this about the Republican Party and the conservative movement, and is it changing in the right direction, Matt? Paul Ryan has come out and saying tonight he will skip the Republican National Convention, the RNC, if Trump wins the 2024 nomination. The former House Speaker said he won't even go, even if it's in Wisconsin. When you hear people say things like that, specifically Paul Ryan, what's your response?
We've already been through this. Remember, there was the whole Never Trump movement. It started at CPAC in 2015, 2016. It was all about, you know, if we all band together and stop Trump, he won't get the nomination. It actually propelled him to get the nomination. So, you know, Paul Ryan and I have been friends a long time, but it mystifies me how he just seems so ham-handed on politics. It's like, if you hate Trump, the last thing a former speaker should do is come out and say, I would never vote for him. Because what he's saying is, I want to make sure that whoever is running, if it's Joe Biden, becomes the president again. I mean, I remember my daughters told me back when all these conversations were having before in 2016, why would anybody do anything to elect Hillary Clinton to be the president? And, you know, it's a real, they're breaking the bargain that we have, which is you go through a rough primary and you get to the end and one person wins. And, you know, 99% of us get behind that person. And when you have leading Republicans saying they won't honor that process, you wonder why people hate the party so much. They hate the party because those insiders are full of caca.
Yeah. Donald Trump will be at CPAC again, correct?
He will be at CPAC. He'll be speaking on Saturday. You know, we're going to have the straw poll. And, you know, it's a real open question on how that will come out. Everybody who is there is going to have a chance to vote. You'll have a chance to vote, Ben, and you should vote. And we'll see where the conservative activists are. It's always an interesting part of the event.
Lastly, Joe Biden, his wife, the first lady, made it clear. She says they're basically getting close to announcing he's running for reelection. Is that something that excites you to know that they're going to be this dumb to stick with somebody that clearly is so unpopular, is not in charge of things, failing on the foreign stage, on foreign policy issues the way he is, and just the cognitive decline? If they're dumb enough to stick with him, for me, I say, fine, knock yourself out, guys.
You know, I think that I think there's a growing problem that the Democrats are able to elect people to office who are just not clearly physically and mentally up to the task. You look at Fetterman in Pennsylvania, you look at Katie Hobbs, who ran for the governor in Arizona without having any policy positions or doing any events. You have Joe Biden, who got to the presidency by staying in his basement. I mean, after a while, this is kind of a joke. It's not a funny joke. And I think it's actually a pretty serious problem we have in our democracy, that how is it possible these folks can actually win by not doing anything?
It's easier to get elected as a Democrat than a Republican. That's the truth. I mean, if you just want to win, run as a Democrat, because you don't even have to be, you know, alive in Pennsylvania to win there. They elected an actual dead person. This last election, Democrats did. I at the top of the hour break, one more time, I want to make sure everybody knows, how do you get tickets to CPAC, and there's still some available?
Tickets are still available. Go to CPAC.org. We'd love to see you. We're making announcements on speakers all night, and we'll start out. We have some really big names coming out tomorrow, too. But I love the Ben Ferguson, Ted Cruz tete-a-tete. That is the one everyone's going to want to watch.
It's going to be fun.
I will be sitting in the audience.
I love it. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people and more conservatives. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.